And unless we use our intuition, what seemed safe soon becomes threatening, and vice versa. And as soon as we get fixated with the realization of one, our way will be much more arduous, but the life much more rewarding. And the most remarkable pharaonic enterprises are the ones accomplished by the single individual. And our voice can only be heard if it emerges progressively from total silence. And it is not about the final product, but about the devotion we can dedicate to divine matters. And like a drop of water, we ought to insist and break through the most stubborn of surfaces. And every new medium will come to polarize even more strongly the stupidity of the mass. And at this point, we shall content ourselves with the scientific knowledge we have acquired and don't go any further against nature. And as our nature has been broken down into pieces, our task is to puzzle it back together and re-celebrate it. Ideologies only project an inner fear that our disciplinization of the soul can tackle. And to be rich and interesting, life ought to alternate itself within the different aspects of our nature. And as ideology rapes our virgin instinct to live in accordance with nature, our chances to survive with it comes less. And any construct that is not built from or for our spirituality shall be demolished. And as we get displaced by technology, it is only our spirituality that can replace our integrity. And to avoid a dreadful life, we ought to first recognize and later accommodate our spiritual necessities. We will be always tricked into giving up our freedom for the luxury of a socially mediated private property. And we cannot reason beyond the value set on our properties by societies. And the diligence of some is suffocated by the negligence of many and their worldly ambitions. And when the will is determined, it is the environment around it to shape according to it. And only once we have reached the top, we can understand that the bottom, in all its broadness, it's worth nothing. And without any aversions, we shall remove ourselves gently and retire to our spiritual quarters. And the only goal that will make us rich, we can find diving wherever our spirituality tells us to. And we shall not focus on any aesthetical appearance, but rather focus on the very content that even this appearance can suggest. And in a time in which anyone could become aristocratic by enslaving technology, we decided to keep miserable at the service of technologies. And the one way to keep nourishing our spirituality is to completely abolish any expectation for our worldly existence, and we shall fatigue not against our soul, but in order to constructively manifest it. And it should be noticed that it is more difficult to be without a responsibility than with. And only out in the empty void we finally realize the weights onto our soul. And it is by fully set out to realize our ultimate goal that all the superficial is rinsed out. And we ought never to expect that any societal form will keep on supplying us with goods and commodities. And while preparing for it, we shall not indulge to look at death straight in the face. And in its demagogic attempt to be democratic, society no longer distinguish between the noble and the mediocre. And in every society we will find a place for secluded contemplation. The only thing that changes is the exposure to the sun. And in the end, everything is always up to the divine that manifests itself through us. And transformation is inevitable, and yet, if we want, we can predict a new cycle. And we will keep on fluctuating as long as we give birth to a faith or we are lured into one. And what if it was because of our movements that geopolitics get affected and not the contrary? And anything will be more remarkable when engraved onto a complex morphology rather than a homogeneous one. And it is out of our acceptance for luxury that misery kicks in. And presently we can only avoid the dissolution of our talent by framing it within us and outcasting it onto one physical domain. And by bringing forward our intuition according to what nature suggests us, we will never fail. And at a certain point, we ought to accept that our destiny is never linked to any permanent stability. And even the ephemeral, it is worth to cultivate when it is meant to embellish our spirituality. And in the apathy in which society confines us, we ought to alone break free to reinvigorate our nature. We are and we will always be at sea, without any expectation from anything but ourselves. And by getting to know the nature of a new media, we can easily know all its new trends and manifestations. And happiest are those who can gather the blossoms of nature by devoting themselves even to a fragment of it. And it is worth only whoever exposes himself to the calling of life without fear. And by framing ourselves onto a square, we can be stronger than any framework that is imposed onto us. and ourselves with our bodies and souls are only media to keep on regenerating. And like the streets of a small village named after famous people, we're forced to think after big philosophers. And the more is something, the more the exact opposite will be. And by complying, we may as well choose to get slowly our ideas accepted. An art ought to be an homage to the beauty of nature, even though it is almost all lost. And by avoiding to enroll in the social network, we will in the long run avoid to comply to its rules. And disgusted by the worldly ambitions, a contemplative silence is our healing remedy. And everything ought to be used to keep its value and consequently its meaning. And our dream should be kept at a good distance in order to be able to cultivate it at times without getting too maniac. And the new frontiers opened up by the technological progress can only be delimited by the natural frontiers within us. And only those places that are not kissed by the beauty of the sun can accept the brutal ideologies of homogenization.